USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is our moment.
Another Democrat jumps into the 2020 presidential race. This time, Washington State Governor Democrat Jay Inslee announces his candidacy this morning in a YouTube video.
I'm Jay Inslee, and I'm running for president because I'm the only candidate who will make defeating climate change our nation's number one priority. We can do this. Join our movement.
The former congressman has been governor of Washington since 2012. California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared an emergency in parts of Northern California that have been ravaged by deadly flooding. A man drowned in Ferndale yesterday when he got swept away by fast-moving floodwaters. In Sonoma County, the Russian River flooded to its highest level in 25 years yesterday, and thousands had to evacuate. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
The State Department appears to be backing North Korea's version of why denuclearization talks between President Trump and Kim Jong-un collapsed. The president told reporters he walked away because Kim insisted all sanctions be lifted before the North would dismantle its central nuclear research and development facility. Now reports out this morning say a senior State Department official has told reporters anonymously the North wanted only sanctions imposed since 2016 to be lifted. At a meeting of the United Nations Security Council yesterday, a resolution to express support for Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido failed after Russia and China vetoed the move. U.S. Special Representative for Venezuela Elliot Abrams saying the U.S. will still support Guaido and the Venezuelan people.
We look forward to genuinely free and fair elections and to a government that reflects the will and aspirations of the Venezuelan people.
This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Speakers today at the big conservative political action conference outside D.C. will include Vice President Pence, Kellyanne Conway, and Republican Senator Ted Cruz. Yesterday, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham addressed CPAC, as we hear from USA's Rick Vinson.
Graham says his relationship with President Trump didn't get off to a great start.
I remember meeting him after he got elected, and he said, "Hey, Lindsey, I don't have your phone number." And I said, "There's a reason for that." So I've given him my phone number, and trust me, he uses it.
Graham has since become one of the president's strongest supporters. He told the group that although the president can be a handful, he wants to see Trump succeed, and he enjoys the ability to influence Trump by staying in the president's corner.
Thousands of people might have been exposed to the measles at Chicago's Midway Airport. The Illinois Department of Public Health confirming yesterday that an unvaccinated person who was infectious arrived at the airport's Concourse B last Friday night. Actor Luke Perry remains hospitalized after suffering what's reported to have been a massive stroke. The 52-year-old Perry is best known for the 1990s hit Beverly Hills 90210. Perry's representative knocking down a report by TMZ that the actor has been placed in a medically induced coma, saying he's merely sedated and under observation. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.